Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim. Rambam Hilchos Mamrim, Perikei, Halachas Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. And Siyata Dishmaya, we're on the fourth Shir. We've already seen wonders from the Torah of Hashem. And now, please God, we will continue. So we saw Shitas HaTosfos. And Shitas HaTosfos makes sense, because according to Tosfos, the miyut of Eino Oisa Maisa Amcha was said in the Lav of Klala. That's where it was stated. V'nasi ba'amcha lo yisoyl ba'oisa maisa amcha. That's where the Klala was stated. That's where the miyut was stated, that it's only Asher v'zoisa maisa amcha. But Tosfos learns that it's a miyut b'chol ha'dinim ha'boim mitzad kovod ha'sheni. That vis-a-vis a rosha, these chiyuvim don't apply. And memela, there's also a miut of the chiyuv kovod oviv, who's a rosha, because these chiyuvim don't apply to a rosha. So therefore, if one's father is a rosha, there's no chiyuv to be mechabit him. That's Tyson Sanhedrin Payamid Beis. Ayin Shem. So, there's a miyut of Chiyuv Kovod Oviv from Nasi Ba'amcha Lo Sor, but Oysa Maisa Amcha. Anybody who's not Oysa Maisa Amcha is Memuot Mi Kovod. And therefore, we require a Hekesh of Hakot Klala to Pater the Hakos Chaveru Rosha. And b'sugya b'daf peher mod aleph. Thus, im eno din kavod ala isra hakom mitzad hakom atzma. Ublo heke shein liftol mistami mitzad shehufka mechiyuv ekavod. So you write a rosh as mufka mechiyuv ekavod, there's an isra hakom. So there's still an isra hakom. So one should be chay for hakom of a rosha. So the answer is we have a hekesh, hakom leklala, to pater when one strikes his chover who's a rasha. Because he's already memuat midin kavod, but there's still an isra hakah mitzad hakah atzma. And without the hekesh, we can't pater mitzad shehufka mechiyuvei kavod. Just because he's mufka from chiyuvei kavod doesn't mean he's pater from hakah, he's chayvin hakah. So that's why, if he's a rasha, that's why we need a special hekesh, hakah to klal. That's what the Gemara says. Ela'acher hainu time of the pater. The reason somebody else is pater is because damakrav nasi b'amcha lo yisol boisa maisa amcha. But if somebody's an oiver and aver for which he's chayiv misa, he's not included noisa maisa amcha. And therefore, once pater al kilolasai. So that's all. If when it comes to Hakah, what about when it comes to Klala? Hatena, Klala. But Hakah Minayin. So how do you know Hakah? The Gemara answers, the Makshin and Hakah the Klala. But there also, he has to be Oysa Maisa Amcha. And when it comes to Hakah, he has to be Oysa Maisa Amcha. So that's all the Shita Satosis, and it works out fine. That's all Tosfos. I stand corrected. It's in Yevamos and Dov Chof Beis Amud Beis. So Dibar Maschil Kshatzet Tshuva. So Tosfos works out well. There's a miut in Eino Oisa Maisa Amcha, and that allows for Klala, and you need a special miut for Hakka. However, according to the Rambam, there's a chiyuv kibud aveim ba'av rasha. So when there's a miyut of Eino Oisa Maisa Amcha, it's not a miyut klali b'din kavod. It's only in the miyut in the parashas Makal Chavera. V'adin hakah mehekesh hakah leklala. But there's a miyut of Eino Oisa Maisa Amcha by sai by hakah sai by klala. Al ze kashe sheim kacha minala and v'adin tepatur b'makalel aviv. So how do you know Makal aviv is pater? Like we see in the Sigand of Pehe Amud Aleph, that he's Pater, because he's Ainois and Maisa Amcha, Ma Kesha, Chiyuv of Makalel, Aviv. The Chiyuv of Makalel Aviv is a different Chiyuv than Makalel Chavera. In other words, we know now, according to the Rambam, that there's no miut klali legabe makalel aviv legabe makalel that you're that there's no if someone's eino isa maisa amcha, there's no chiyuv of kavod at all, and it even applies to a father. No, it's lo nachon, because one is chayv to mechavod one's father who's a rasha. So if that's true, then how does the Gemara know that if one is Makalo, one's father, he's Pater? Why should he be Pater if one's Makalo, one's father, like the Gemara says? Because he's Eino Isa Maisa Amcha. That's Mashu Eino Isa Maisa Amcha. Eino Isa Maisa Amcha is a Ptur in Kilas Chavero. Not Kilas Aviv. Haraya, you're chayv and covered Aviv, even if he's Eino Isa Maisa Amcha. So how, according to the Rambam, does the Gemara get Pehe Amud Beis, El Acher Hanu Taimi De Pater, Tehmo La Samacha La Sobra Isa Maisa Amcha, Tehna Kol, Hakol Klola, Yachi B'noi Nami, so Rav Pinchas says, B'sha'as Tshuva. So, he says it's only talking about if he did tshuva. But the Rambam, as we know, paskins, even if he didn't do tshuva. Even if he didn't do tshuva, he's pater for it's usser, but there's no chiyuv for cursing a father who didn't do tshuva. How does the Gemara get that? It's only a meet in Parashas Makal Chavero. And but Makal Aviv, you shouldn't be Pater. Mayan Zaytzel Zay, you have a Chiv of Makal Aviv, that's a different Chiv than Makal Chavero. By Makal Aviv, we don't have the meet of Eino Isa Maisa Amcha. So why are you Pater? Why is one Pater if he's Makal, his father, who's a Rasha? There's no meet of Eino Isa Maisa Amcha, just like there isn't by Aviv Rasha. By Kavod, there's no miut, so too by Klola. So how does the Gemara get that he is Pater? V'makal aviv rasha. So based on what we explained earlier in a previous shir, we can say as follows. She'omnam parashat mekalel aviv v'imo ne'amra l'aviv basher u'aviv. It's true. The parasha of mekalel aviv v'imoi was said about one's father, because he's a father. The father al's father is pater, you're not chayiv. One is chayiv for being makal his father because he's his father. Aval, and this is the critical point. Hachiyuv ba gam mechamat sheYisraelu. But there's two things. He's your father and he's Jewish. V'lu yitzuyar av akum, kevan she'en b'harkato v'kilalato gam makeo makalel Yisrael, paturu alav. K'mvuar b'kesef mishna b'alachotes. M'vuar b'dvarav she'ben shifcha mityachis achareya. So, the chiyuv also comes because he's Jewish. Lu yitzuyar, a person has a non-Jewish father. Since by hitting him or by cursing him, one would not be over on Mako Makal Yisrael, he's going to be Pater. Like we see in the Kesef Mishnah, that a Ben Shifcha is Mesiaches, relates to his mother, but he's Pater for Akon Klala because she's not Jewish. Now she has to be Jewish, Ayin Shem B'Kesef Mishnah. And then Eved, with respect to Akon Klala, is not Ki Yisrael. That's what we saw earlier from Rabbeinu Hananel and the Ritva in an earlier shir. The Makakusi, the Chaya of Delay Makshin and Akal Akal of Lobin and Oitzim Maisam Chabakoy, so Huadin Be'evet. But he says that the Eved is not considered a Jewish as far as this is concerned. Because we're not Makish. One is Makakusi is Chayiv. Because we're not Makish Hakan Klalan Tzaka. And the Ritva says that even if he's oisem ma'aseh amcha, it doesn't matter. He's not amcha. He's not considered amcha, this eved. And therefore one is pater. One is pater for cursing an eved because he's not considered amcha. And the same would apply just if one's Makkah, one is Chayiv, because we don't make a Hekesh between Akkah and Kalala, according to that opinion. Gemara Chesamut Beis, and we don't, so because we don't require a Semai Samcha. But as far as the Kalala goes, one is Pater, because there you need a Semai Samcha, and Eved's not Amcha. So what point am I trying to make, sweet friends? The point I'm trying to make is that in order for one to be chayiv for klala, there are two conditions. For klala's father, and there are two conditions. One, he's his father, and two, he's Jewish. And it's well known what the Chacham Tzvi writes in Simen Chavov, in the Maharshal, Shatorah liYisrael veKlapei Yisrael neemra. The Torah was given to the Jewish people. ונמצא שהמחייב של מקו מקל על אביו הוא גם משום שהוא אביו וגם משום שהוא ישראל. So the Chacham Tzvi writes that the Torah was given to the Jewish people. So he's got to be Jewish. He's got to be your father, but he's got to be a Jewish father. So it emerges that the mechayev of Makkah Makal al Aviv is Sai because he's your father and Sai because he's Jewish. In Klape Yisrael, it says that the mechayev is his Amcha. It's not enough that he be Yisrael, he needs to be Yisrael Amcha, Oisem Maisa Amcha. So if he's your father and he's not Oisem Maisa Amcha, there is a problem of Makkah Oviv, but there's no problem of Makkah Yisrael. And therefore, Pater Makkah Oviv Rosha, Afa Pisha Bedin Makkah Oviv Lek Abtul, Shere Kanal Akol Panim Bedin Makkah Yisrael Deboile Lechi Uv Yesh Ptul. So your father, who's not Maisa Amcha, so if one strikes him or curses him, so it's Maka Aviv, but he's not Maka Yisrael. And therefore he's Pater. He's Pater al Tznal al Zeno Maka Aviv. Maka Aviv, it doesn't matter whether he's Oisa Maisa Amcha. He's your father, he's your father. We don't care that he's an Oisa Maisa Amcha. But the Eno Maisa Amcha is Mafkim from being Yisrael. That's the problem. That's the impediment. And therefore, one is pater from Makkah Aviv Rosh, even though B'din Makkah Aviv, there's no Ptul, because he's pater B'din Makkah Yisrael. So now we understand why there's a Ptul and Makkah Makkal Aviv Eino Maisa'am, Aisim Maisa'am, Chayiv Zechiv Kovit. Yes, there's a Chiv Kovit. Yes, there's a Chiv Kovit B'Aviv Rosh. And Ein Oisem Maisa Amcha isn't Mafkia that Chi of Kovid. But the problem is that if Zein Oisem Maisa Amcha, he's not a Jew. He's out of being Jewish, or at least as far as this is concerned. He's out of Amcha as far as this as being Klal is concerned. So since there's this dual aspect here, he has to be your father and he has to be Yisrael, you're off the hook for him being Yisrael. Because he's a Yisrael. As me'ata nira b'biur da tarifa Rambam. Ra'inu that there's an Isser Of Russia. One is Makal Aviv HaRasha, it's Asa. So what do we have over here? He's not Chayev, he's Pater, but it's Asa. So he's not Chayev Misa, but it's still Asa. Why is that? Because Rabbeinu explained in two places in the Sefer, Ber Miriam Achelikim Uperek Tesa Lacha Tesa, Ois Beis, and in the Sefer Yad Melech here in Perakei Alocha Aleph, Mikama Rayas and Mikama Makoiles, Shakol Isur Hamurkav Mishnei Yanim, Omnam Lechiyuv Tzarichat Shleimut HaIsur. Any Isur that's comprised of two elements, in order to be chai of punishment, we need shleimus ha'iser, that it has both in yanim. For chiyuv, you need both in yanim. But le'isur, sagi b'chad mehan, all you need is one. Sharei kol inyan v'inyan, davar asur. V'mehaitayim v'kishinish l'maiden yinachar, yesh bo shleimut isur v'chiyuv. V'ovo le'kechatz yishir b'eichus, sheyesh b'ze isur v'ein b'ze oynesh. So it's aser, and then when it has element A, it's aser, and when it has element B, that creates the chiyuv. But if it only has one of the two elements, then it's a chatzi shir be'echus. It is a half a shir in quality. Because the quality of the aser is only if it's only a complete aser, if it has both aspects. If it only has one aspect, it's aser. So since the shleimus aser of Mako Makal Loviv is that he's Yisrael A, and B is your father. If he's your father who's not Yisrael, Omnam ein bo et shlemut ha'isur, Omishum kach ein bo chiyuv, Aval isur yesh bo mitzad oviv, Omemele sheba ov rosha, Shenit be'erach yisaron rak b'machai v'avon mitzad Yisrael, Lo b'machai v'avon mitzad oviv, so now it's mamish kebaldik. The shlemus of the Yisr of Makom Akal Oviv is that he's Jewish, and he's your father. If he's your father and he's not Jewish, so you don't have the Shleimus HaIsser. And because of that, there's no Chiyuv, but there's still an Isser Mitzad Aviv. And Memela, if one's father is a Rasha, Chas V'Shalom, that the Chisaron is only in the Mechayiv that comes Mitzad Yisrael, not the Mechayiv but Mitzad Aviv. He's your father, he's your full-fledged father. Ma Chaser Po? Chaser Po Shulo Yisrael, Kohen Oysa Maisa Amcha. So we don't have the Shleimus HaIsser, and therefore there's no chiyuv, but we have the chelek yisur shemitzad oviv. Mitzad zeh yesh yisur. But as far as him being your father, he's your father. So oisem aisa amcha is not, and that makes him not Yisrael as far as this is concerned. So there's no chiyuv, but he's still your father. So any yisur that's comprised of two parts, any chiyuv that's comprised of two parts, if it has one, it's chatz yishir ve'echos ha'iser, and it's still going to be aser. Not chayiv, but aser. And that's what the riff writes. That's the riff that we saw when we opened up our program over here in Shir number one, a long, long time ago. I can still remember where the music made me. No singing popular songs from the early 80s, late 70s, whenever it was. So just have them playing in my mind sometimes. Okay, it is what it is, as they say. As Arif Katav, Shanafkamina lechiyuv aval isur amiyaika. That if somebody's father is a Rasha, Makalel Oviv, Mako Makal Oviv Rasha, his potter, Kevin Shana is a Maisa Amcha, Hanimil in Chiyuve. Aval in Isure, Afilo Asa Chuve, Asa Leben La Koisere. So that's only in Chiyuv, not Linyan Isser. Linyan Isser, it's still Aser, Vizeno Isa Maisa Amcha. As my esber, lefi dvarenu, lo dvarenu, ha-esberu, she-mechamat chelek ha-isur shel oviv, she-ein bo p'tur ro, she-yesh isur min ha-tara. Because of the chelek ha-isur, that is your father. You don't have the p'tur of Russia. There's an Isser Min HaTorah. He's still your father. You're right. He's not my Isser Min HaSamcha. So that makes the Ptur. But he's still your father. And with that, we understand that we were so Tameya. And the first shir, you can listen to the first shir if you'd like. Hope you already did. How does this make sense? What's this pshara? Eino maisa amcha is eino isa maisa amcha is only on the it's a p'tur on the chiyuv, it's not a p'tur on the iser. Not pitom. Not only that, the p'tur of nasi b'amcha loisar is said about the iser, not about the chiyuv. So not only is there no chiyuv, there's no iser. So how does the Rambam and the Rif say there's an iser? The answer is because there's an iser because one's not allowed to be makala one's parent. But one's makala one's parent, one's also makala a Jew, his Jewish parent. And that's part of the story. And Mimela, if he's not Isa Maisa Amcha, he's off the hook, and that's also the Pshara. The Pshara is that there's no iser, there's no chiyuv, because ain't Isa Maisa Amcha. But there is an iser because he's still your father. And that's why we saw that Taisus had another yishuv. In other words, the riff is miyashiv. We had a tension between two sugyas. We had Sanhedrin that tells us that a son is not allowed to be a shliach to be maka aviv. And then we have the p'tur of Eino Isa Maisa Amcha. So which one is it? So what did the Rif do? He said there's a Eino Isa Maisa Amcha is a Ptur. But he's now going to be Ma'ashliach L'Hakos Aviv because he's still Aser. He's still your father. Taisus miyashiv, it's that when it says it's Aser, it's because he did tshuva, because he's Oysa Maisa Amcha. But the Rif didn't accept that because the Rif is learning as we explain. So anyway, sweet friends, I have some news for you. We have a long way to go, Baruch Hashem. Anachnu od ani afilu lo yodei im ze nikra b'chatzi haderech, b'reva haderech. Az anachnu nireh kama anachnu naspik. U'bezrat Hashem, anachnu od nireh niflaot, rabot ve'atzumot. V'ani mevakesh mikvod ma'alatchem l'yishar imanu. V'nireh od ve'od niflaot bezrat Hashem. V'Hashem yiten koach v'moach v'simchat chayim. וכל מה שצריך. אני מודה לכם מאוד מאוד שהאזנתם, ובעזרת השם בלי נדר, אנחנו נמשיך. תודה רבה רבה.